Coming up on All Access.
Hey, that's lower than his head! That's lower than his head!
Time out! Time out!
He is end zone bound! Touchdown, Patriots!
All right, look, that's all right, look.
When you're running out of the tunnel, all the lights, fireworks, it's all cool. It gets you a little extra amped, and it's so much fun going out there knowing it's a primetime game and you got to amp up your game a little bit.
There's a lot of guys who have their stories, and I had mine, and that's, you know, you always feel like you're trying to prove yourself, and you still feel that today.
Back to work for the Patriots. Goodbye to the bye week as a stretch run has begun. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. A Monday night matchup in Carolina kicks things off to begin the second half of the season. Dan Roach checks in on a rested Patriots team as they get ready for their toughest test to date.
They've had some time off to rest up and heal, and now they hope to follow past Patriot teams as they go forward. And that when the cold weather arrives, the Pats heat up.
It's November. It's, you know, you feel the weather's changing out there. So this is when the most important games are. Is, you know, you want to be playing in the biggest moments.
It's just an important part of the season. I think we have a good understanding of that. And, you know, we understand, you know, it's not a time to relax. We got to try to amp up everything we do.
The Pats may get a boost Monday night in the form of versatile running back Shane Vereen, who's been sidelined since week two with a broken wrist.
Well, he's a very dependable, consistent player. So, you know, the more of those guys you have on your team, the better you are. So he's really been that and played a really important role for us the last few years.
A big Monday night matchup for the 7-2 Patriots as they travel to Carolina to face the 6-3 Panthers, who've won five straight and are playing well on both sides of the ball.
With all the guys they have with Smith, LaFell, and Ted Ginn, and then you put that with Cam Newton's ability to throw the ball downfield and to keep plays alive, it's going to be a tough matchup. It's a team that when you watch them, you understand why they've won five straight games.
Man, they've been playing great, and they haven't been giving up much of anything, run, pass, points. They're good in the red zone, good on third down. They're good at everything right now.
It'll be fun. I mean, it's Monday night. You know, it's getting later in the year. These games are more and more important, and, you know, we'll see what we can do.
The Patriots are 3-0 against the NFC South this season with wins over Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and New Orleans. And since 2001, New England a solid 42-9 against the NFC. We'll see if those winning trends continue Monday night in Carolina. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, it seems like it's been almost 2 weeks since we talked to you, Coach. Coming off the bye, you got to spend time with your team this week, obviously. How did they seem? Did they seem refreshed coming off the bye? I know they had almost, you know, a good 4 or 5 days off to get away from the game a little bit.
Yeah, I think we all did. You know, it was good to have a mental break, too, of not having another game plan, another scouting report, another set of adjustments. And, of course, you know, physically it's good to get caught up on a little bit of sleep and rest and be ready to go. But, you know, huge game here against Carolina, so we know we're going to need to be at our best to go down there and win.
I worked with you before. I know you get excited about the bye week because you get to self-scout, lock yourself in a room with all the coaches, find out what you do, what you don't do so well. What'd you make of your team through nine games and where you stand right now and what you've seen on film when you look at everything that you've done?
Well, I think that there's room for improvement in every area. And, you know, that's offense, defense, special teams, fundamentals, playing, coaching. We can, you know, need to make a few changes in our scheme and kind of what we're doing. So, we found a few things that we think can help us, and hopefully we can go out and execute them well and be a better football team in the last seven games than we were in the first nine. So that's our goal.
Heard you talk about this the other day, and just want to touch on it real quick with what went on down with the Miami Dolphins with hazing. And, you know, shoot, I played 10 years in the league. I remember being a rookie getting so-called hazed. And how do you deal with that as the head coach of this organization, whether it's, you know, veterans that police that, whether you talk to guys? I know you've met with captains before on a weekly basis. How do you handle your locker room's environment?
Yeah, I think it pretty much is runs itself with the players and the leadership that we have in the locker room.
So it's really, you know, the guys you get, you fully trust those guys to take
care
of
everything. Yeah, we really haven't had any problems. Our guys do a good job. You know, veteran players do a good job of, you know, bringing people into the team, making them part of the team, and you know, having camaraderie and chemistry on the team.
All right, thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Carolina Panthers. More of All Access next.
Next on All Access.
We sit down with tight end Rob Gronkowski.
I missed it big time. It's like, man, I wish I was out there. I can't wait to be back.
Plus, listen in as Coach Bill Belichick is mic'd up.
Hey, that's lowering his head! That's lowering his head!
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by GEICO.
I play football because I want to win, and I want to win on a team, or I would be playing golf or tennis. I love the team aspect of the game and everybody working together, and you know, you have to hold each other accountable, and it helps you grow, it helps you mature, it helps you become a better person.
Looking long, firing down the left side for Josh Boyce. He's in the end zone. He's got a touchdown! Patriots!
I love the physical aspect of the game. You know, you obviously don't want to get hit all the time, but every now and then it's good to kind of wake you up to start playing better if you're not playing great.
Oh, what a hit!
Growing up, the position I always wanted to play was quarterback. I didn't want to do anything else. I wanted to be that guy out there calling signals, throwing the ball to the guys that make plays, and that's all I ever wanted to do. The person I think that pushed me the most was my high school offensive coordinator, Scott Surratt. I worked with him from when I was in sixth grade until my high school was over, and then I would come back and work with him in the summers when I was in college. But just, it wasn't just football, in all aspects of life. You know, he wanted me to be a great person, he wanted me to do the right thing, and he wanted me to be a good football player also. And, you know, it's something I'll never forget, and it's somebody that I always, you know, be in touch with and always, you know, have a special place in my heart for.
Deep drop, fires down the middle, catch made, first down reception, stands tall, rifles down the middle, touchdown, Patriots!
Cha-ching!
Growing up, I had a few different favorite players. I was a Cowboys fan, so I liked Troy Aikman. I also love watching Brett Favre play and Marino. Those guys were great. And then as I was getting older, you know, Tommy was playing, and I was watching Tom, and I was always a big fan of his. And, you know, being able to play with him and learn from him has been really, it's been really good for me. I've been talking about becoming a professional football player since I could talk.
One of the toughest positions in all of sports, the backup quarterback. And the Patriots have a good one in Ryan Mallett. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. Time now to give you a behind-the-scenes look from the win over the Steelers game. Here's Coach Belichick, mic'd up.
How you doing? I wasn't normal not playing you guys last year. I don't know what happened.
Hey, that's that rugby guy from Ohio State, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Tough some bitch.
He is.
Tough some bitch.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I'd say, how the hell can you go there and play rugby? His dad played rugby, so yeah. That's how he got started there.
Four-man rush. Steps up now, hit by Minkovic. Wrapped up, and the ball comes loose.
Ball.
New England recovers on the strip sack.
That's a nice job of keeping Roethlisberger in the pocket. That's where we want him.
Hand off to Bolden, runs it right. A flag comes down as Bolden slipped to hit to dive in for a score.
Talk to me here. You think he scored? Okay. All right. If he didn't, it would be like on a one-inch line. All right, so if it's short, it would be fourth and goal. We're goal to go here, right?
Yeah.
There's no first down.
No, sir, there's no first down. So you're fourth and goal, and we'll push it up wherever
right,
it's
half
to be.
It'll
be probably half a yard.
Hey, do we have this? Timeout. Might be alert for a timeout now.
Timeout! Timeout!
Looks like to me Meacham's hands are low.
Yeah.
Can you slap them?
Slap them in bull.
Yeah, okay. All right, great.
25 from the 33. Roethlisberger pumps in the pocket, wrapped up. He's going to go down again. Chandler Jones was the first man there for the Patriots. Steps up, pulls one to the end zone. Catch made! Touchdown, Jericho Country!
That's my fault. I that up. We should slide. We should run everything away from the back. Inside now. We want to be.
Makes the grab. Healing to the 30. On the run to the 20. He is end zone bound. Touchdown, Patriots.
All right, look. That's all right. Look. Let's get it.
Hey, that's lowering his head. That's lowering his head.
Okay.
You're right on it. I just, you know what? I
haven't been right too many times today, so don't worry about it.
All right, we're back here with Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. And now that you're a couple games into this, how does it really feel to be back?
It feels great to be back. Great. Feels great to be back out on the field with the teammates, grinding with the players in the locker room, in the weight room, out in the field, practicing. So, and especially on game day, running out of that tunnel in front of all the fans. It's a great feeling, and it's a lot of fun out there.
How much did you actually miss the game when you were out, Rob?
I missed it big time. Every single time I'm at home just watching the game on Sundays, it's like, man, I wish I was out there. I can't wait to be back. And you just appreciate the game of football so much. And it just shows how much you love the game when you're sitting out watching all your teammates, all your friends out there playing. So definitely greatly missed it and greatly appreciate the game.
Tell me about your connections with Tom Brady now. Now that you're in your fourth year.
They're a lot better than they were my rookie year, I can tell you that.
In what ways?
Always. I mean, it's not like we got to sit there every single practice, go over every single thing after practice, before practice to get timing down. I mean, we're on the same page with a lot of things now, a lot of routes. I mean, we can always critique something there, get better there and get better there. But we have the majority, we have the basics all down where we can just figure out things where we can just make it super good chemistry in between us.
I want to talk about your popularity because your popularity has just boomed. It's gone through the roof. Do you have to be more careful now? Are you more guarded now as Rob Gronkowski going out in public?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, don't really go out as much as I did my rookie year, I can tell you that. I was out and about every time my rookie year. Now I just chill. A lot of times, still go out with the teammates, with the friends, with the family and stuff, out to dinner and everything, but it gets a little crazy sometimes for sure.
Does it get crazy?
Yep.
Do you feel like the spotlight is always on you wherever you go?
Definitely, yes. But I don't try and pay attention to that stuff. I don't think about it like that. I just think when I'm going out with my friends, my family, my teammates, that I'm just another one of them, and I'm just out there to have a good time and have a good conversation with them.
I mean, they have posters of you in Dunkin' Donuts commercials, and you know, when you walk into a Dunkin' Donuts, there are posters there. And when people see you, and you see people in wearing Gronk jerseys, how does that make you feel?
It's definitely a cool feeling. I mean, especially when all the fans are wearing jerseys. I mean, it's truly much appreciated. I mean, it's super cool to run out of the tunnel and see everyone with Gronk jerseys, and sometimes driving out on the street, people walking in Gronk jerseys and stuff. So it's definitely a great feeling. It's much appreciated, and it's awesome. I mean, I appreciate the fans a lot when they're rocking my jersey.
How much do you love playing on Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football is awesome. I mean, I think I played two or three games now on Monday Night Football, and it's awesome. I mean, you're the prime time game of that day, of that week, and it's just when you're running out of the tunnel, all the lights, fireworks, it's all cool. It gets you a little extra amped, and it's so much fun going out there knowing it's a primetime game, and you got to amp up your game a little bit.
Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Monday Night Affair with Carolina.
Definitely.
Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Gronk!
Time now for our High School Coach of the Week. This week, we congratulate Jim Arts of Oliver Ames High School. The Tigers advanced to the Division III Southwest Finals with a win over North Attleboro. Presenting the award is Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Oliver Ames football program in the name of head coach Jim Arts.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the Patriots have the Carolina Panthers on Monday, but some people, they're looking ahead to the Denver Broncos. So the question is this week, who was a tougher opponent, the Carolina Panthers or the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning?
In terms of which team was tougher, I'd always rather have a defensive game because you're always in it. With the Broncos, you make one mistake and now it's a three-score game and now you're out of it. So I think Denver poses the tougher test.
Denver Broncos peaked a few weeks ago. They're banged up, they can't protect Manning, and the points are slowly coming down. Whereas the Panthers, Cam Newton, they're peaking at the right time, and it's a bad matchup for the Patriots. They get teams off the field on third down, they don't turn the ball over, and they are the most physical team the Patriots have faced yet. Tough matchup on Monday night.
All right, so the Denver Broncos. We know the Patriots know them. There's a long history there with Bill Belichick and Peyton Manning. But the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera as head coach, this defense that's one of the best in the NFL, and Cam Newton, how do you stop him? I tell you what, this Carolina Panther team really scares me. But enough about what I think. I want to hear about what you have to say about this topic. Hit me up at patriots.com/PCPdebate and tell me what you think. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
All right, we're back sitting down with the head coach. Bill Belichick joins me again talking about the Carolina Panthers. When you look at them on tape, what jumps out offensively when you see them play?
Well, they don't make very many mistakes as a team, period. They don't get a lot of penalties. They do a good job of getting the ball and not turning it over. They're a well-balanced team. They can run the ball. They can throw it. They can stop the run. They can defend a pass. They're good in the kicking game. So they're pretty solid in all areas of the game. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're fundamentally sound. They're well-coached. And they make you earn everything you get. And you've got to stop everything with them because they're well-balanced. They can do it all. Quarterback runs, the running backs run. They throw to the backs, the tight ends, the receivers. They've got big play, quick strike capability with guys like Steve Smith and Ted Ginn and their backs. They can also grind it out on you. So it's a lot to worry about.
Ron Rivera's a head coach, obviously played the linebacker position. I've talked to you before about head coaches. It seems like you watch their team on film. It takes on the personality of the head coach. Do they look a little bit like San Diego did back in the day when Rivera was over there as defensive coordinator?
A little bit. I'd say they take on, the personality of the coach, and they look like the general manager. And of course, Dave Gettleman came from the Giants, and as we remember those Giant teams, they drafted a lot of defensive linemen and seemed like they were always bringing in one or two more first-round draft choices or that type of thing. And they've done it again. They got two good defensive ends, and they drafted, Lou Tulele in the first round and, Short right behind him. And so they're definitely piling up those defensive linemen, front seven players, to build their defense that way from the front first, and they've clearly done that. They have a very disruptive front.
Okay, I want to talk to you about Cam Newton. How has he evolved as a player? Seems like they try and control the ball a little bit more, where you rely on the defense, keep games close, and have him go make a play, especially with his legs.
Yeah, well, they're one of the best teams in the league on third down, and they create a lot of third down in less than five situations, a lot of short yardage situations, third and one or two, but they do a pretty good job of staying on track. They don't get into a lot of second and longs and third and longs. So when it comes to third down, you have to defend everybody. You have to defend the quarterback, the running back, the tight ends, and the receivers. They don't need very many yards, so any of them are capable of getting it, and they do a good job of spreading it around. Mike Shula, their offensive coordinator, is a very experienced coach, and he does a good job of balancing the offense up, so you have to defend everything.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @BenD. One says he sees you during the games. You're on one knee, you got the pen behind the ear, you got the whiteboard out, drawing stuff up for the defense. When you're concentrated talking to one personnel group on the sidelines, how do you hurry up and get back into the game and the situations that are taking place? Is it trusting your offensive and defensive coordinators?
Well, it is, and also if there's something that gets coming up or it looks like it's going to come up, then I'll get the word from the you know, over the headset from upstairs that, you know, something's coming up and I need to take a look at it, whether it be on offense or special teams or whatever it happens to be.
All right, good stuff, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Belestrader later, I'm sure Cam Newton, a couple of their backs are pretty good too, right?
Yeah, they are. They've got a very good running attack, and you got to defend everybody and everything.
All right, good stuff, Coach. I didn't get the jeans memo. Would have worn my jeans a couple weeks ago. All right, we got the Belestrader later in the show, but you got to stay tuned. More of All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Tom Brady tells us about the many backup quarterbacks he's played with throughout the years.
Great person, friend, teammate, everything you look for in a quarterback.
And later, Bill Belichick goes to the Belestrader to introduce us to a dangerous Carolina Panthers team.
There's another runner besides their back that we have to handle.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. The Hunger Games Catching Fire is now at Subway. Find codes on 30-ounce collectible cups for a chance to win a trip to Hawaii to see where the movie was filmed. Subway, where victors eat. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Well, we heard from one of Brady's backups earlier in the show in Ryan Mallett. It's hard to believe that Tom Brady's Hall of Fame career began as a backup. He was one of four quarterbacks on the roster his rookie season, so he's certainly qualified to talk about the backups he's played with. We thought it would be interesting to get his thoughts on all the players who have backed him up over his 14 seasons. Here's Scott Zolak.
It's the story of a man named Brady.
All right, let's have a little fun here. We're going to do a little exercise. I don't think there's anybody more qualified than me to ask you these questions.
Great.
Do you know that you've had 12 backups in your 14 years here? I got the list right here.
Okay.
I'm going to read each name. Yep. We're going to start with Drew Bledsoe. Quick comment on each guy. Write down a list.
Sure.
We won't have a ton of time. Start with Bledsoe.
Toughest guy I've ever played with. No question.
Damon Heward.
Damon was preparation guy. He needed everything. You know, he wanted
intense.
To prepare. He was super intense with his preparation.
All right, Rohan Davey.
Rohan had a cannon. I mean, he could throw that ball. I remember him throwing it 170 yards in practice and with the flick of the wrist.
Jim Miller, what I'm doing now.
Jimbo was great. Jimbo was just the coolest guy, just had a lot of experience and always was a common voice in the quarterback room.
Doug Flutie.
Flutes was the man. I mean, Flutes was his
hair
athleticism.
Never changes, yeah.
I mean, his athleticism. I mean, He had what it takes and to be successful. Still does. I mean, he's awesome.
Another guy, work ethic wise, I had him with the Jets, Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, Vinny was just the consummate professional. Everything that you wanted out of a quarterback, that's what he was.
Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin never got an opportunity here, but a very talented kid, wanted to be a really good player, but never got his chance.
Matt Gutierrez.
Gutierrez,
whatever, however you pronounce it.
Goot was a technician. He needed, you know, he wanted everything perfect, and he worked as hard as anybody working on his mechanics. He really wanted to be a great football player.
Matt Cassel was here for a while and then had a heck of a year when, unfortunately, you had that 1 year.
Yeah, Cass is like one of my little brothers that I never really wanted, but he's had a youthful energy about him, and there's nobody like Matt. There's only one, thank God, on this planet, Matt Cassel.
Brian Hoyer.
Hoy is a great person, friend, teammate, everything you look for in a quarterback, and he's getting an opportunity now. Bummed that he hurt himself, but just the highest quality kind of guy you can have.
Your current guy, Ryan Mallett.
Mal, I love Mal. I mean, there's so many guys, so many teams would be lucky to have a guy like Ryan Mallett, and to have him on our team and what he brings to our team, his attitude every day, his preparation, you know, what he does for us in practice, and if he ever gets an opportunity in the game, I know he's going to do a great job.
This next guy didn't make the club, but he was with you through some tough times this summer, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Tim, hard worker, really smart. He's willing to do whatever it takes. I think that's a great quality And that shows you what someone's character is all about when they're willing to do whatever it takes to be successful.
It's the one thing that makes a good backup. Like, what makes that guy go?
That they're
ready. You were one once.
I know. That they're ready to go. That they're pushing the guy ahead of them. Because, you know, in a team sport, the best guy plays. And it's not the incumbent. It's not the veteran. It's the guy who gives the team the best chance to win. So the better the backup quarterback, the more that pushes the guy who's ahead of him. Because if you don't play well, the other guy's going to come and take your job. That's what quarterbacks do.
Boy, it's a long list. What this tells me is you've been playing a while, man. Do you ever need to be reminded that you were the 199th pick in a draft? I mean, you got the Brady Six at home. How often do you watch that?
That's in the DNA right now. DNA? Yeah, it's just there's a lot of guys who have their stories, and I have mine, and that's – you know, you always feel like you're trying to prove yourself, and we still feel that today.
Always look forward to the bye. I get to sit down with you each and every year. Have a great second half, man.
Thanks, though.
All right. Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Coming off the bye week, did you buy anything?
I bought you something, but you can't have it till Christmas.
That's why you're so cheap, man. We did a show.
Cheap, but he said I bought you something.
But you haven't
seen anything.
Forget
about this guy. Let's get to Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers.
He buys a lot of things. Number one overall pick. He's got
And he's buying a lot of yardage, which is the fact that he's playing really well right now, especially with Steve Smith. So let's talk about your boy Cam Newton.
Big thing is, they'll put him in the gun. Now, he ran a lot of this at Auburn. I think that's why Cam Newton has put up a ton of numbers, a lot of good success throwing the football early in his career, because he's doing the same thing he did at Auburn, where they get him in. He's a big guy. Being a big guy at 6'6", I mean, you see everything. Best thing is, if you get a pass rush on this guy, force him to throw off the back foot, you got issues. But he's really good at this. If you're going to run that seam route, you know, you look at Olsen, the tight end. You're Olsen. Cam looks like this. He pumps this way, and his arm's strong enough to come to that backside. So you could sit there off the back foot, pump one way, and it still have the wherewithal and have the cannon to get it up the seam. And then Steve Smith's problematic.
Well, yeah,
on
you
the
talk
outside.
About Greg Olsen. Steve Smith is seriously, I mean, talk about a Mighty Mouse type character. Very small, but extremely strong. Very strong hands, too. So you don't think he can catch. The one thing he does really well is when he's covered, say he's doing an in route, okay? And you throw the ball high, go ahead, throw it high. Okay, assume that's high. I mean, he can go up there and snatch it out of the hands of the defenders. So if you think you can knock him down with one guy, it's not going to happen. You have to really be physical with him. And mentally, you have to be careful because he likes to jaw a little bit, too.
Steve Smith put the ball on the ground like that?
No. See, that's a strength.
Throw it to me.
Not throwing you anything.
The Patriots are coming off a bye week and jumping straight into prime time for a Monday night game against the Carolina Panthers. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week. The Panthers have the second best defense in the NFL, which means a tough test lies ahead for the offensive line, who have already allowed 26 sacks this season. Can the Patriots hold up against a stout defensive front? And Cam Newton is the 11th leading passer in the NFL. But what's even more impressive is how efficient he is on third down, completing just over 70% of his passes. So the pressure is on for the Patriots secondary. And Shane Vereen will be eligible to return to game action this week. Vereen has been on IR with a designation to return, and it could be as soon as Monday night. That will do it for this week's storylines. Now let's see what they're saying in North Carolina. It's time for this week's opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The Opponent News is brought to you by Geico.
After years of mediocrity, the Carolina Panthers are back. Their head coach calls them relevant. At 6-3 and fresh off a win in San Francisco, Monday night will be the biggest game for Panther fans in 5 years.
To have that type of impact on a person, you know, saying that, man, I was screaming at my TV looking at you play the game. Man, I'm rooting for y'all, and I'm a diehard Panthers fan, and it's encouraging for you to hear that. And, you know, that's why you give that extra effort. That's why you see people after practice. That's why you see people before practice. You know, a lot of guys, because it's becoming important to a lot of people.
That will do it from North Carolina. Now let's get Coach Belichick's thoughts. It's time for the Belistrator.
All right, time now to get right to the Bellastrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Coach joins me now. Coach, Carolina Panthers, team you haven't seen in a while, a lot to worry about.
Well, a lot in the running game, and they've got a lot of good runners. We'll look at all of them here. This one, of course, starts out against Tampa with Newton. And so, in this case, Cam fakes the run here to Williams and then pulls the ball down. And you can see he really has good acceleration, good running vision, covers a lot of ground with those long strides. And so there's another runner besides their back that we have to handle in the running game, not just quarterback scrambles, but, you know, design runs. So here's the play. Here's the option. They run the sweep here, and if the end takes the sweep, then Newton takes it. If he closes, if he closes down, then he gives it on the sweep and goes outside. So it's kind of a read there. And then, you know, Cam makes a good job of cutting back there, to the inside.
Picks up. Break tackles. I mean, you and Matt Patricia, you sit there and you talk to the defense. You know, you got to tackle this guy differently, right?
Yeah, he's a running back. Yeah, okay. He's a running back. He's not a quarterback. He's a running back.
All right. They do have some running backs, though, right?
Well, they sure do. And they got Jonathan Stewart back. So here's a, you know, power play where they come over here, run behind Hartstock, pull, kick out, and turn up here. And this is a real good run here. Stewart ducks, dips his shoulder here, you know, stays in bounds, gets a few extra yards. You know, good, tough runner. Again, same play from the end zone. You know, and Stewart's had a real good career for him. But they're not just an option team. They're a good power running team. So kick out, pull, double team. And there's the running lane right there. And, you know, Stewart does a nice job of reading it, good vision to the outside, drops seems the like, shoulder, picks up a few extra yards.
Seems like their whole complexion has changed over the years, where now, you know, it seems like 4 years, 3 years ago, they would spread you out, try and light you up, where here they are in the spread. But they also like to run it and control the clock.
Well, they do a good job of all those. Yep, they run it with their backs, run it with the quarterback. They throw short, they throw long, throw to the tight ends. So they have a well-balanced offense. So here it is with D'Angelo Williams. So this is off the triple option look. So dive, keep, and potentially pitch. In this case, it's the give to Williams, and he counters back there with two pullers. This time it's the guard and the backside tight end are pulling around, leading up through the hole. And again, he makes a nice move, gets some good yardage on his own, breaking to the outside, breaks two tackles, and gets into the end zone last week for the touchdown against San Francisco. Here's the same play from the end zone.
That's tough. Tough to be an end guy right here. You know, trying to understand which guy am I taking right here.
Right, because they're threatening the option this way, which, you know, holds the backside, so there isn't any backside pursuit, and they do a good job of sealing this off. This is Gross coming down here, so they've got the defense sealed here. These guys are contained on the backside, and then they've got the guard pulling here, the tight end pulling here, and the back leading up in the hole. So that's a big one, Scott, that you and I could run through and make a few yards.
I think I can make three. You might be able to get to seven. Yeah. A little more shifty you are than I am.
Good running in the secondary there. And then, you know, the other guy that you can't forget about is Tolbert. And, you know, he's a big power back. They use him a lot on short yardage and goal line situations, but he's also good in pass protection. You know, here again, they just run the zone play. Tampa's in a blitz, but they do a good job of picking it up. Tolbert hits the crease, bounces outside, and again, these backs aren't looking to run out of bounds. They'll dip their shoulder and fight for yardage, you know, make it tackle.
So you really want to say, hey, it's a three-headed attack, but really with Cam Newton, they got four guys that could get outside and run you over.
They can give the ball to whoever they want and gain yardage. Wow. I mean, that's, again, they like to run behind Gross. You can see most of these runs have come to the defensive right, offensive left side. So, you know, Gross does an excellent job here. Wharton do a good job of sealing it off. There's the kick out. And, you know, good running, but also real good blocking by the offensive line. And, you know, the threat of the quarterback on bootlegs and things like that really controls this backside pursuit. So it's hard to get guys down on the backside to, you know, to chase these plays down, because you've got to, you know, worry about the quarterback, you know, pulling the ball back out, keeping honest.
Well, you got a lot to take care of. Plus, Monday night game, big stage. You've been there before. Good luck. Go get them.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Coach. There's your Bellastrator. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. This week on Totally Patriots, Devin McCourty checks in for Pat's Chat.
I just take it as a good role and try to be a leader on the team by example.
Plus, Dante Hightower tackles Tilted.
I'm not going to say you won't find me dressed up in like a Darth Vader or a Luke Skywalker.
It all happens this Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38.
Earlier this week, on Veterans Day, Patriot safety Devin McCourty was at the Warwick Armory to meet the Rhode Island National Guard.
I couldn't find a better way to come out and do something which is better than practice, so we're not out in the cold and running around, so I'll take this off day any day.
McCourty was there to greet the troops and lend a hand as fans donated care packages that can be delivered to soldiers overseas for the holidays.
It's a special day, Veterans Day, and to be able to do something active and give back and, you know, be here with a bunch of fans and them coming and bringing things that can be sent over to soldiers just to remind them of home, I think is a great thing.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone, in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And the first things I want to talk about is reinforcements. They're coming off the bye, but the Patriots are getting back some reinforcements. Shane Vereen, Aqib Talib, hopefully.
Yeah, I think both of those guys, it looks like signs point toward them coming back, and I think they're both very important guys. Talib especially, because of what we saw him do early in the season, you know, locking down on receivers. I think the secondary did a good enough job of patching it together without him, but I think that they certainly need that linchpin back there. And Vereen, we saw the, you know, he's the tantalizing guy. We saw what he can do. We saw all the different skills. We want to see it on a more consistent basis.
Aqib Talib versus Steve Smith in this Monday night matchup. Absolutely. Against the Panthers. I mean, that's worth the price of admission in and of itself.
Boy, I like that matchup already. I cannot wait for Monday night. All right, let's talk about momentum killers. And let's talk about the Patriots coming off the bye week. Mm-hmm. They scored 55 points the last time they played. Is the bye week a momentum killer for the Patriots, or can they pick up right where they left off?
Yeah, I think if you would ask a guy like Tom Brady if he would have liked to have continued playing, he probably would have, because they finally had the offense to the point where clicking. That's where he expects it to be. I mean, 55 points, obviously, on the high end, but he expects production. And I think that you look at the rest of the team, however, Steve, they needed a bye. I think they needed some time to rest. You talked about Talib and Vereen. You get some extra rest time for those guys a little bit, and I think that bye weeks, when they come in the middle of the year like that, that's the perfect time. Week 8, 9, 10, that's when you want your bye week. I think the team needed it. Maybe the offense didn't, but the team did.
Yeah, I think confidence-wise for this offense to have that performance and then have 2 weeks to sort of live with that performance as it sort of looked ahead to the second part of the season, mm-hmm. To me, you take that bye 10 times out of 10.
Let's talk about the Carolina Panthers. Could this be the Patriots' toughest test so far?
I think it's a good test. Look, they played New Orleans, were undefeated, when they came to town. So that was a pretty good test. Cincinnati, I think, is a similar kind of team, you know, defensive-oriented, physical, tough. Yeah, I mean, this Carolina team is impressive to me. I think they lack a little bit on offense, but defensively, I think, you know, you look at the stats, then you watch them play, and you can see why.
Yeah, I respect the Panthers. I think the Saints are at a higher level, so
too.
I'll say not the same level of test. The thing I really want to see from the Panthers is they've played so-so teams. Steve, mm-hmm. Last week's win, very good mm-hmm. at the 49ers, but has anyone been able to test that secondary? You know, I think that, to me, is sort of the story of this game. Can you spread them out? Hold up in protection with your offensive line, because that's a good four-man rush, and I think they can move the ball if they can hold up in protection.
Well, here's the thing about Carolina. They don't score a whole lot of points, but they're physical up front.
Yes.
And will that give the Patriots trouble?
Well, I think what Mike is talking about is that defensive line, and they're one of the teams, and you want to talk about, we throw the word blueprint around a lot, but you know, the teams that can get pressure with four guys without having to blitz. Carolina doesn't blitz a whole lot. They have Johnson and Hardy on the edges. They get after the quarterback, and that has been an occasional problem for the Patriots' offensive line. So physically, can they stand up to that? If you do what Mike says, and I agree, that's what they're probably going to try to do, spread them out a little bit. That requires some pressure on that offensive line to give them some time. If you can get the ball out quick, I think you're in good shape, because I do think the secondary is where you attack this Panthers defense.
And when you hear that, they get there with the standard four rushers. You think mm-hmm. about the teams that have given the Patriots the trouble in the past. Giants Super Bowls is the first that comes to mind. Tom Brady mentioned the old Dolphins teams with Jason Taylor. They used to be able to do that, so that is a concern heading into this game.
Prediction time.
Prediction time for me. I think you could tell from my mocking tone of whether or not Carolina's going to be ready for this spot. I don't think they will be. Mm-hmm. And I think the Patriots are going to win a very hard-fought game, a more of a lower-scoring game. Not going to see 55. 23-17, Patriots.
Yeah, I'm right around the same numbers there. I'll say 23-17 as well, Paul. I had that coming in before you picked it. But Panthers defense, second ranked in the league in terms of scoring defense, but I think the Patriots soften them up and score some points against them.
Which is why the Patriots are underdogs. You talk about going into this game. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's see what happens here. All right, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.